T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, I want to welcome in my guest. She is Seema Verma, the current administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Ms. Verma, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. You know, it's funny. Denise, my coworker, and I were just talking about one of our supporters here on the radio station, which happens to be the Garden View Care Centers here in the area. And I know that one thing you guys have announced recently are some new resources for residents of nursing homes, correct?
That's exactly it. The president has directed us to provide point-of-care tests in all of the nursing homes. And this is really important because it'll allow those nursing homes to get access to rapid testing. They can get the results back anywhere between 5 and 15 minutes. And it allows them to screen their healthcare workers so they know if their staff's infected and also identify the residents that may be infected as well. And that's important to isolating patients that may be sick. It's also really critical because it's going to help us reunite the residents with their family members. You know, they've been separated for some time now, so we think this is really important. You know, this brings up a larger issue, though, and I'm really glad I was able to come on your show today because we are seeing cases and have an uptick in cases in Missouri. We're seeing a lot of new cases in the last 3 weeks, three counties specifically, St. Louis County, Jackson County, St. Charles County. And when we see an uptick in cases, that means there's community spread. And if there's community spread, you know, it could get into the nursing homes. And so that impacts all of those very vulnerable patients.
Yeah, and it's important because it seems like the difference between the situation we're in now and the situation we were in, let's say, 3 months ago, is that we do know now, we seem to have better guidelines in place for protecting that most vulnerable population. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a better sense of it. But the important thing is if there is community spread, then, you know, they are vulnerable again. And I think we are in a different place where we know now we have a better way of tracking cases. That's why we're concerned about Missouri. You know, we don't want Missouri to turn into the next hotspot. And it's what we call in the yellow phase where we're seeing an uptick in cases. You're seeing, you know, positivity rate at 8%. And so, you know, some of the other states, when they get to 10, 20% positivity, you know, that's when you see the hospitals being overwhelmed. And that's when you see the government having to take more drastic efforts. And that's why I think we're really trying to encourage people to really focus on those messages of wearing a mask, practicing social distancing, protect the elderly, practice good hygiene, and stay home. Want to keep the economy open, trying to open up schools. And so it's important that everybody does their part.
Yeah, we're having that debate here locally because some districts have announced even yesterday that they're going to start the school year off virtually. And there's a debate among some parents here who want their kids to be back in class and have made the decision that that's where they think that that they're better off getting their education, and they're not as worried about the risk to younger students. I know the president has said we need to get schools reopened.
Well, you know, as a parent, I've got, you know, kids in school, and so I can appreciate where parents are. I mean, it's certainly a better educational experience for them to be in the classroom. That being said, we want to do it in a safe way. And part of that, you know, doing it in a safe way is trying to keep that rate of community spread low.
Okay.
And that's why those precautions are really important, because if it does increase, it really does create a more difficult situation, because it's keeping the kids safe. It's also keeping the teachers safe and the community. You know, in my case, my husband has underlying health conditions. So, it's important that, he's safe as well as my kid. And the way we can make sure that schools open in a safe way is if we're all doing those, you know, important things, wearing a mask, the social distancing, that keeps the rate of community spread low. And I think that way we all have a better chance of keeping the economy open and schools open.
Yeah, very interesting. Before we run out of time, there's a big debate here in Missouri because of a citizen petition initiative that's going to be on the ballot next Tuesday to expand Medicaid coverage to like 138% of the poverty level or something like that. I know that you went through this in Indiana, didn't you, when Mike Pence was governor?
We did. It did help him and a number of governors working on their health care plans.
Do you have a position on Medicare expansion?
You know, I think every state has to figure out what's going to work best for them. I do think it's important for states before and getting into this is to make sure that they have the funding for it and that they can afford it. We've seen some states that get into this and then a few years later, they haven't figured out how to finance it.
Yes.
We're seeing the Medicaid rolls increase because of coronavirus. Lots of people have lost their jobs. So generally, the Medicaid budget is usually number one, number two budget item in states. And so you're talking about adding people on. And once you add them on, it's likely a permanent benefit. So I think that's a decision that, you know, obviously states need to make and figure out what works best for them. But that's something that should be given strong consideration about how this program can be supported over the long term.
Yeah, very good point there. Seema Verma with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah, good to get that point of view there.
Get more at 971talk.com.